Smoking is the leading cause of death in the United States, at 443,000 deaths per year. That is more deaths than HIV, illegal drug use, alcohol use, motor vehicle injuries, suicides, and homicides combined. Now look at your cigarette. Now back to me. Now back to your cigarette. Sadly, smoking doesn't just affect the user. Everyone around them will have to live with these horrible consequences. Each year, 46,000 people die in America just from secondhand smoking-related complications. Additionally, secondhand smoking may also lead to infertility, preterm delivery, stillbirth, low birth weight, and sudden infant death syndrome.
Here at the University of Montevallo, we have run into a serious issue with smoking. The university has policies that regulate smoking, but they have no definite guidelines or enforcement procedure, and are obviously in need of a solid amendment. According to the Administrative Policy 135, smoking is limited to at least 25 feet away from building entrances and exits of all university-owned facilities. However, a quick walk around campus will show you that it is horribly enforced, if even at all. In fact, Harmon Hall has one ashtray exactly 5 steps from the main entrance, yet university officials expect students to smoke 25 feet away from the building. Administrative Policy 135 goes on to define smoking as lighting, puffing on, carrying, or holding a lit cigarette, cigar, or pipe. So according to this, you can't walk up to a building with a lit cigarette, which makes sense to me. Until you remember, all the ashtrays are within 25 feet of the building. How do you even discard your cigarette properly? Administrative Policy 135 was written in response to the Alabama Clean Indoor Air Act, which is designed to protect occupants from having experienced secondhand smoke. Honestly though, why does it matter if you have to walk through a wall of smoke just to get inside? Clearly this policy needs some major change, if not a complete rework from the ground up. This situation has a very simple solution, however, that only requires a few small amendments. Firstly, move the ashtrays 25 feet away from the building, and not even the doors, but rather from the edge of the awnings, because the smoke gets trapped under there very easily and does not dissipate very well. Then, put more emphasis on the policy, maybe during orientation, make sure the students know to stay 25 feet away, and make sure the signs are just slightly more visible. That way people have no reason to claim ignorance. Finally, put a fine on breaking the policy. It only takes a few $50 fines to convince someone to stay a safe distance from the buildings. Either they'll get the message, or they'll no longer be able to afford their cigarettes. This response is not trying to take away people's rights to smoke, but rather raise awareness of the issue and protect the health of those who chose not to smoke. Thank you for listening.